time for Area of Voices.
It is. In this segment, we're going to be learning about a show at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids that is dedicated to life along the river. Area Voices tells the arts, the culture, and the history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment, I'm talking with Matthew Shum. Matthew is originally from Minnesota. He currently lives in Los Angeles, where he teaches art history at Cal State Bakersfield, and he's also an art curator. He was recently asked to curate the 40th anniversary exhibit at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, Minnesota, and we talked about it.
The show is a series that is about the history and the cultures and the lands along the Mississippi River, and that's why I call it the Mississippians. This project, The Mississippian, at its heart, I suppose, is about how we identify with where we come from as far as people who grew up or live by the Mississippi River. And I think it's interesting, having lived on both coasts and being from Minnesota, that we don't identify with being from the area along the river in the same way that people might identify with living on the coast. That's one aspect of the inspiration. Another aspect is to try and think about how the country's still constantly being colonized in certain ways that need to be discussed. And I think the exhibitions are trying to deal with that history in maybe elusive ways and talk about what happened before and how it maybe is something that can help us understand the current moment. If you look at how we think about our world today, we think of it as being in a process of globalization or maybe being affected by outside forces. And actually, Minnesota, even before it was Minnesota, was a kind of global economy, if not culture. So from the very beginning, when people came from places like Montreal, you know, they were gathering beavers, and those pelts didn't stay in North America. They went to places like London, and they became these really fancy, beautiful hats, and they were all made out of beaver. So they were gathered from this extremely remote place in between Lake Superior and the Mississippi River, but they ended up being these really fashionable articles that we still kind of, I think, identify with European gentility and sophistication. But that's the 1700s. That's not, you know, something that died out in the mid 19th century, but it was a thriving industry for a very long time, over 100 years. So that's one example, and I think similar processes are happening today when you think about the natural resources that they're hoping to gather from northern Minnesota with these proposals for copper mining. That's not something that would stay in America or be a resource to make things that necessarily benefit the United States. It would be something that's shipped around the world and became any number of things, whether it's speaker wire or piping and houses could be built in Brainerd or might be built in Brussels. You know, these are aspects of our society that date back hundreds of years. So I guess I'm trying to think about Minnesota and every state along the Mississippi as a global culture that's been global since the 1600s.
That is Matthew Shum. He recently curated the current show at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, Minnesota.
This show at the Namath Art Center is interesting because it involves both historical items and paintings and artworks, as well as contemporary artists. So usually you either have a historical show or you have a show that deals with contemporary art, new objects that people have made in the last few years. So we have both in this show, and I think that's what makes it an interesting intersection. Let me give you one example. There's a local artist. She's 69 years old. Her name is Joan Bemmel Iron Moccasin. Joan is a really interesting artist. She works near Blaine, Minnesota, and she makes these sculptures that blend native craft and objects with Western art history. So they're these kind of surreal sculptures that represent a kind of hybridity that comes out of her own family because her family is mixed race. And I think that this is the kind of intersection that affects a lot of our lives that I think is happening all the time that doesn't get enough credit. So I wanted to include Joan, not just because of that reason, but because she's an amazing artist. So she's dealing with native art history as well as the Western art history that we might be a little bit more used to seeing in museums to make these objects.
Kelly Senna's work is also featured in this show. Can you talk a little bit about what she's doing?
What I see Kelly doing in this work is she's taking this idea of a huntress goddess like Diana, and she's creating a new image of it. So what Kelly did is she went to Eastern Europe, to the Carpathian Mountains, and she essentially camped with some hunters until they had killed a wolf. There's still a few places in Europe where they have wolves, and they were hunting wolves, and once one was killed and slaughtered, she took a picture of a figure with the tallow on her body and the wolf head over her human head. So it's this idea of becoming one with the animal, with the apex predator. But it's very important that it's a female figure, that the hunter is, in this case, a female figure. And that's kind of like a counterpoint to some of these older European paintings that are also in the show that are a part of the Namath Art Collection.
Talking with Matthew Shum, who curated the current exhibit at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids. It is the 40th anniversary exhibit, and it is called Mississippian. It is a combination of contemporary artists as well as masters from days gone by. It's a multimedia experience, but the overarching theme is the cultural impact of the river.
The show actually starts with an old film. It was made in northern Quebec. And on a river where they had clear-cut a forest and they had just log-jammed this huge river. And there's these guys moving the logs down the river. They're using a lot of dynamite. There's this wonderful folk music playing. But it represents an earlier time, roughly 60 or 70 years ago, when they were still clear-cutting the forest, when they were still gathering resources in that way. And as far as I'm concerned, the river you see in that video could just as easily be the Mississippi. So it's as much about connecting locally to this resource, the Mississippi River, as well as thinking about the Mississippi River as any major river anywhere in the world, you know, whether it's South America or Russia. It's a place that's changing a lot every year, of course, but that relates to the ways in which we're using resources everywhere. So, of course, Minnesota was first built on lumber, and then, of course, it became an agricultural center. But I wanted to reference that history in terms of what made Minnesota. I'm from a working-class family, and I always want to make some kind of reference to labor, and I think that sets you up in the place of the people who really shaped Minnesota. And as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't Ramsey. It was these kinds of guys who did the hard work that cultivated the land, in a sense. And then you move into the next room, and it's Joan Bemmel Iron Moccasin's work. And I think her work is a really interesting blend of both European Minnesotan and Native American, Ojibwe, in the case of her family. And it sets you up for the European paintings that you'll see in the larger gallery. So right in front of the salon hanging of these old European masters is a really great sculptor named Aaron Spangler. And he made this beautiful piece called Usher. Mm-hmm. And it's really mysterious presence. I can't really describe it too well. It's very dark wood. It's got these engravings on it and kind of gatekeeper for all of these myths that are on the wall, all of these hallowed objects. So he's our very local Park Rapids artist to include in the show. And Just a great artist and wonderful person. The next room you walk into is a collection of African objects that are presented through a slide projector. So the African Arts and Crafts collection is something that was given to the Namath Arts Center by a couple that lived in Africa. And so there are various objects that are presented through slide projectors. This story of this couple being in Africa, these Minnesotans who eventually returned to Park Rapids, it would be an interesting counterpoint. And then you walk into John Gomez's room, and he's taken some family albums, and he's whited out the faces of these different found photographs. And I think it speaks to the kind of loss of identity a lot of people are feeling in the United States today that underlies a lot of the politics that we have. In the larger gallery, but one that's worth mentioning, besides the old masters, Kelly Senna's work, Aaron Spangler's sculpture, and Damian Davis's, is this amazing photographer. He was actually a congressman from Pennsylvania, and his name was George Shiraz. And he made these nighttime photographs of animals along the Great Lakes in places like northern Michigan and northern Minnesota. They're from the 1890s. They were shown at the World's Fairs in different places. He captures these animals, and he captures the wilderness that existed in Minnesota, and, you know, still to some extent does, 100 years ago. And they're just these breathtaking photos, and National Geographic credits him as being the first wildlife photographer.
That's Matthew Shum, the Mississippian exhibit at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, Minnesota, will run through July 15th. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio. Just want to remind people that this Saturday at the Namath, Matthew will be in town and speaking at the public reception and symposium for the Mississippian show. It'll be from 3 to 6 p.m. It's this Saturday at the Namath, and also presenting will be Professor Mary Wingard, who authored the book North Country, The Making of Minnesota, Simon Zornes, who is a White Earth-based artist and Anishinaabe historian, and Sheila Dickinson, a Twin Cities-based art critic and curator, will also be there.